seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Good evening, everyone. This is another kick-ass killer above and beyond, out of this world, surreal episode of The Real Kings of Pickup. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, also known as Aphrodite's Prince. I'm calling live from New York City, where we had a truly awesome event last night, and it's been non-stop pickup. It's a whole different level. The level of recognition is above and beyond from this video that went viral. I had a couple of videos with the YouTubers in my building, and also anti-discrimination for the dress code in the workforce. The level of recognition is absolutely insane. So I'm having a lot of fun creating little groups of random people starting to take pictures because a girl asked me for a picture first. It's loads of fun, insane, and I know my spiritual brother, Raj Jaipur, motherfucking Dibazar, is absolutely killing it. I watched the videos, lining up beauties like never before, so this is really awesome. It's the next level, gentlemen. Welcome to the call, and I'll pass it to you, my brother, with the usual question, what's been new?
How you doing, brother? What's new? Everything is new at the moment, and I'm just adjusting to understanding a new way of operating. I think that many people want to change, but stay the same, if that makes sense. You know, people want to change, but they don't realize that change means change. It doesn't mean things stay the same. So I go through change, and I embody change, and right now I'm living a brand new existence, you could say. It's pretty fucking ridiculous, but I'm getting used to it. I'm seeing that I can't operate the way I used to operate. This is a new way of operating, and it's better. I just got to get used to it. You know, it's what I asked for. It's what I wanted, but it's there's a tendency to want to go back because it was comfortable, but, you know, too smart for that. So life has been incredible. It's just been I live like a rock star. If they can even get close to where I'm at right now, you know, I'm not saying that they don't have their own ridiculous experiences that I will never have. I'm sure that's the case. But definitely I'm having experiences that they won't have either. So, and of course we're talking about women in this case. So it's been phenomenal, and learning and exploring this new level. And what about you, brother?
Well, you know, I'm really inspired. I'm really, really inspired because of, you know, as always, we're like those two giant legs, and you step forward so far that I'm like, oh shit, you know, like when you always talk about that first time we spoke together and shared the stage, and you were like, oh fuck, he, you know, let's step it up. So that's what I'm feeling, and I love watching the videos and the strategizing. I think it's above and beyond because everything is strategized. You know, what you were saying the other day, I forgot if it was last night during the live stream or the live call that we just did for the Global SLR, of your level of strategizing where you were meeting with this woman, but this other woman, and the level of strategizing, I mean, it's so fucking solid, and the lifestyle, it's above and beyond. And I want you to know that. I really appreciate it. So I'm completely inspired. And for me, what, you know, I was thinking today, it's a weird example, but I remember, I almost feel like that story of Job, you know, when everything he had was taken away and then everything was given double. I feel that every little possible belief I still had about women or wanting to be with a woman and this and that, all of it is gone. It's just like pure amusement, and I feel I'm completely free of boundaries, you know, and the zero attachment, and it feels like everything has flipped around, that it would be almost more of a burden to grant a woman my presence, which I still do, but because it feels like it's almost more of a burden to do it than not, then it happens automatically, and they really, really feel it. And, you know, we're really reaching a level, brother, where I'm walking the streets of New York, and it's nonstop, hey, I mean, the brotherhood of the game. Hey, you know, I love your stuff. Hey, I've seen your videos. Hey, Vince Kelvin. Hey, you know, I follow Rush. I know you work with him. It's just nonstop. So I just love it, and I think, guys, we're ready to answer questions.
I got a question. It's Pat from Miami.
Hey, Pat, happy birthday. Am I correct that it is your birthday?
Yeah, yes, it is. I appreciate that. Thanks, man.
Tonight?
Yep. Yeah, today's my birthday.
Wow. You're on the call. That's dedication right there. Beautiful. How can we help you, Pat?
So my question is this. You've got from past conversations with you about, like, some of the things that you do when girls come back to your place, like let's say it's the first time that a girl's coming back, you guys gonna hang out. You would do some tarot cards and questions to the Buddha. I just wanted like one example of how to do that fun, you know, to make that fun, like things that you either say or do. And then with Arash, the same thing. When you bring a girl back to your place, and if it's not going right to the bedroom, is there something that you do that's fun that you tell your students maybe to do, whether it's watching YouTube videos, whether it's whatever it is?
Well, brother, if you don't mind, I start first. I will not do things that are any different than what I do when I'm on my own. So the secret is to learn how to re-enter your place and your life from a higher perspective. Yeah? I've learned that so many years ago. I've noticed that if I had a girl with me, I would play some music, I would burn some incense. If I was just by myself, I wouldn't do that. I said, no, backwards. So then I started to do that regardless, and I did it for me to find the satisfaction. So then it is not something that I do for the girl or even with the girl. It's something that the girl gets to be around. And then, of course, I quickly evaluate, you know, two major gateways, sexualization. There's a minority that are ripe and ready. If that's the case, you undress right there by the door. Don't go linear. Don't try to move her towards the bed. If she's down to fuck, it happens by the door like in a movie. And you just voice a couple of times, this is crazy. I can't believe we're doing that. As you voice that, you continue to escalate. You're fingering her and so on. And maybe you say, well, what are you doing to me? This is fucking crazy. Okay? But that's a minority. For the rest, I do my best not to go linear. You know, it's always the same. I mean, just like you're with a group of girls and you give attention to all of them but one, that one is going to start to crave attention. So I give attention to everything except my bed, and my bed is phenomenal. It's monumental. And I navigate, and I don't even look at it, and I don't even point at it. The last thing I'm going to say is, when I was with this very jealous girl, like psychotic jealous, okay? Even if I was spending 5 minutes with a guy, she'd be like, oh, what is it, you gay? And I was like, what, I'm 5 minutes with a client and now I'm gay because of that? She was like cuckoo in her head. But it brought so much turmoil that at some point, I've learned how to ignore certain areas with my eyes. But when I noticed that I did that to women on the street, where I was aware that they were there, but I was ignoring them, that's when they started to look at me more. So I do the same thing with the bed. And then again, always last thing, a true win-win. Number one, the supply of women is so great that whether you sleep with that one or not or anything happen, it doesn't fucking matter. I would say that's number two. Number one is you're so proactive, making things happen that you, and at first you fake it a little bit, but reach that place, gentlemen, where you go like, oh man, I really want to make it to the gym, but that chick is coming. And sometimes you're even late. You know, I tell girls, wait for me downstairs because I'm still showering, or come upstairs and rub my back, whichever one. So, and it's organic. The more organic it is, the more you are in the shoes of the girl that has a lot of choice, and you go, okay, oh, she's coming over. And then it's just my own pure entertainment with a system that I share for the VIPs at the Global SLR. We always go back to my place at the end. And no matter how small your place may be, you have those key points and you navigate between them and you escalate. It's a fucking science. But that's a couple pointers right there. And I will pass it to Rush.
Well, I think that I did a lecture last night on YouTube. It's free. If you guys get a chance, go watch it. Because, you know, going out consistently every single day for a while now has opened up a new world of understanding of what I already know. So I can express it differently now. And I'm teaching differently now. And I can just tell you that you give a shit too much. Okay? So, what would I do? Come hang out. Watch some. If she doesn't know me, then I'll put some YouTube videos of me as an introduction to me. Different aspects of me. Martial arts. Old shows I used to do, maybe. Maybe me and my girls. I don't know. She needs to kind of see, you know, who I am. Instead of me telling her, I can show her on YouTube. Or then we could watch some, I play something that I want to watch, and we just hang out and ask her if she wants to have a drink. There's a drink here. Oh, fine. And then we just chill. For me, normally she'll hang out with me if it's in my house, or it's not my house, it's my office, really. Then I'm doing something, and she comes along for the ride. Otherwise, we're not going to be in my place. Okay, I'd rather hang out with her in a restaurant or somewhere where we can both drink and eat and maybe walk around. That's better. You know, I'm in no rush to bring her back to the place. So you build all that comfort. And then sometime last week, I met some really beautiful Russian woman, and she's older, you know, but she's really, really hot. And she met me at, I met her somewhere, and then it was our first time hanging out after when we met at the bar. And she came to a restaurant, and it was like a Mexican restaurant. We ate and drank or whatever, and had a podcast. Oh, it was Wednesday then. And so I said to her, I'm about to go do my podcast. If you want to come, come by and then leave afterwards. And she was like, okay. And so she got in my car. We came here, saw me do my podcast. I didn't do anything with her. I mean, we flirted. And then I dropped her off. She has not stopped contacting me. She's not stopped texting me. It's crazy. You know what I mean? And that's how you have to be about it. Like, just live your life and do your thing and keep hanging out with women. I'm telling you, part of the reason why you guys don't have girls is you don't go out. You need to go out. Okay? If the number one seduction artist on the planet goes out every single day, maybe you want to go out a little bit. All right? It'll change what's happening. Get the fuck out there. Get out there. Go. Go where there's people. Start interacting, and things will change. That's my answer.
All right, gentlemen. Next question. Thank you, Bob.
I have a happy quick question. Birthday. Hello, Vince. Andy from Houston.
Andy, how are you?
Good, good. How are you, Vince? So, thank you. So, quick question.
Is talking behind you, or let's see, we hear a couple different voices. Is it on your side, or?
Yeah, it's on my side. Sorry about that. I'm not in a quiet place. But anyway, I'll try to keep it quiet. So the question is, what is, like, you know, one of the things that I see is women are afraid to, you know, look like slut or feel like slut. That's why you get some kind of resistance. What would you say are some other fears that women have so that we can face those fears? And even before that comes up, we kind of inoculate against that.
I suggest you reverse the question, okay? Instead of presupposing that it is fear and to buy in the fear, okay, being the fact that you're already well studied with so many different disciplines of self-help, why not recognize that women have a craving, a longing to be able to more freely express themselves sexually? And why don't you create that as a move towards versus move away? Because outside of us using this terminology, a woman will not have a psychological explanation of what she feels when she has an opportunity to be more sexual. She's just going to have automatic responses. If we treat them like fear, we're like the psychologist that goes along with the label, you know, those therapists that will give you a label or you present a label and they reinforce it and then you talk about it. So you will notice an amazing shift when instead you recognize it very simply from a true place of masculinity. You go, look at that. Look at that poor, sweet little things craving for a good pounding, and she just doesn't know how to go about it. And all the guys that came before me had no fucking clue. So now let me help her with that. And you keep it super simple. And remember that, number one, before anything, it's non-verbal. The problem when guys think, okay, there's a little problem right here, the moment we think there's a little problem, if you use those instruments that can measure the aura and all sorts of biochemical responses in the body and biofeedback, there's automatically a little tension. That tension, they don't do well with it. What they do well with is with the ease, the masculine that is unmoved, unshaken. And when you come from that place, no more move away, no more reinforce it, no more buying into the shit that they buy into themselves or that they present. They don't even buy into it. My meta program is, and I use those terms for you, Andy, is simply that she didn't buy into it. She's not presenting something solid. She's craving for a higher reality. That higher reality, as a man, I'm completely fucking relaxed. Why would I even worry about that? And then from that place come all the answers that when I teach, the guys go, oh, can you repeat that again? You know, all those fast, like, boom, cool comebacks. Because they originate, and you will find your own when you come more from that place. And the fastest of all diffusers is when you don't go into that field of energy. So she goes, oh, I don't know, you know, it's just my joke. I don't want to feel like a slut. Yeah, you're too cute. Come on. Yeah? And I think that on the part of guys also is that they try to spell it out too much, almost like two guys coming to a place of agreement to conduct business. Okay, proper seduction, the woman at no point would go, oh, stop. I know exactly what you're doing. They say that to AFCs, okay? Or if they bring that up, we quickly go back. It's hypnotic. It's seduction. You know, you being seduced is the art to be enticed, to be mesmerized. And they should not even realize it. It's like a ride that's pretty long, but you tuned out and you're not even aware that you're driving until you are there. And when they are there and it's very pleasant, they don't go back. Okay? So keep it simple. I pass it to Rush.
Okay. Well, it comes down to one simple thing. Two words, one simple thing. Safety and security. That is it. There is no other fear. Safety and security. So even when she doesn't want to be labeled a slut, is because if she is labeled a slut, she will lose her security in her position in life. So it's really that simple. I wouldn't read any further into it. No, you have to have the kind of presence that women feel safe around. And this is going to be developed over time. And they're not safe. I mean, that's the bottom line. You guys, you're seeing a world that is not the real world. You're looking through, imagine the movie The Matrix, you know. You're looking through the eyes that tell you, you're at a bar, these girls are hanging out, there's DJs. Like, that actually doesn't exist in nature. There's no such thing. So our DNA and the genes, the genetic line that runs her adrenals, emotions, and all that is not tuned in for disco music or hip-hop music. What it is tuned for is very specific things. So you have to learn to see what is invisible to the naked eye. You look and you see what is actually going on, not what they pretend like is going on. When you can see that, then things are much easier. So when you look through these eyes, you look at a woman, you go, she doesn't feel safe. That's it. Bottom line, she doesn't feel safe. So she has to feel safe, okay? That's I think, a vital thing, and everything else comes from that. And next question someone would ask, well, how do you make her feel safe? You know, 1,000 girls, 1,000 different ways. That's why you have to learn to pay attention to them and talk to them and figure out who the fuck they are. Then you make your judgment on how to make that one particular person feel safe and secure. That's my answer.
Thank you, Arash, and thank you, Vince, for the answer. Thank you.
Okay, I'll see you in LA very soon. So, awesome. Gentlemen, the call is brief. We got about 12 minutes left to answer any of your questions. Who's going next?
Hey, this is Paul, San Francisco. I have a question. I know Arash mentioned, I can't remember the exact number, but it's either at one time he was running 5 or 6 businesses at the same time. And I'm kind of going through, I feel, something similar to that. Not that I'm running five or six businesses, but I've got something extremely complex. And I just find it, like, really draining. Like, with those five or six businesses going on, I don't know if they're all social dynamic centric, but didn't it suck the life out of you at some time? And there were other times that you wanted to just go crawl into a hole and not actually go out and game. And how do you deal with that?
Again, I refer you to last night's YouTube lecture. Free. Go to YouTube, look at last night. It's over an hour long, okay? And I go over a lot of these things because a lot of questions are asked similar. But my mindset is very simple right now. If I'm burned out, then I'm burned out, okay? If I'm not burned out, I'm not burned out. And either way, whether I'm burned out or not burned out, I actually don't give a shit. You see, I don't give a shit if I'm burned out or if I'm not burned out. I don't give a shit if I'm sad or if I'm happy. I don't give a flying fuck if I'm nervous or I'm not nervous. Those things are no longer relevant in my world. It doesn't, okay, like, you know, you can't make every wave in the ocean so important. Every time the wave thinks it is the ocean and there's no other ocean, fucks up. So let's say you're burned out, right? You feel like, man, I'm burned out. Well, then guess what? You're burned out. How's that? You come to me and I become a self-help guru suddenly, which I'm not, and you pay me. And I say, okay, what's your problem? You say, I'm burned out. I say, okay, now what's the problem, though? You go, well, I'm burned out. And I go, so what your problem is? You go, well, I don't want to be burned out. I say, well, then don't be burned out. You go, but I'm burned out. I said, okay, so there's no problem there. You're burned out then. And maybe that's too simple for people, but that's the point. Keep your mind simple, everybody. You know, how do I go from being burned out to not being burned out? How do I go? I'm really nervous when I approach a girl. What do I need to do to not be nervous? Nothing. Just, you're nervous, you're nervous. What's the problem? Well, the problem is I'm nervous. No, it's not a problem until you say, I don't want to be nervous. Then it's a problem. Now, if you're nervous, you're nervous. Okay? That doesn't mean you don't approach her. You just approach her nervously. Well, I don't want to approach her nervously. Okay, then don't. Oh, but I can't. Okay, then there's no problem. Then approach her nervously. And if you live like this, you'd be surprised at how much power you're about to have. Tomorrow, August 2nd, my product release is called Supernatural. Okay? I'm going to teach you guys how to regain a sense of nature again, as I'm showing you right now. So, you know, I have five businesses or whatever the fuck it is now. It's still five, I think. And sometimes I get burned, then I get burned. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to go out, I won't go out. I feel like going out, I go out. And it's that simple. It's just that simple. There's no other way. Like, sometimes you feel like taking a shit, take a shit. Sometimes you're hungry, you eat. Sometimes you're not hungry, don't eat. If you feel like sleeping, sometimes you sleep, and sometimes you can't sleep, so sit up and read or watch TV. That's how I do it. I'll pass it on.
Wow. So, Rich, you got to get back to having a sense of mission, and you can fuck up everything, okay? So there are plenty of people who spend 3 weeks, 3 months thinking, what is my mission in life? That's not what we're talking about. But the moment there's a little bit of a higher cause into what you're doing, you can take more. You can take a lot more. It could be as simple as growth, you know, or it could be as simple as higher learning, meaning if you are going through having to give a lot and you have a higher mission, it becomes a lot easier. Okay. Personally, I like to contrast. I want to tell you, today I was coughing a little bit. I travel a little bit sick. Okay. But at no point bothered me. And I love what I super love and adore what I just heard from Raj, because I feel that it's really a common ground right now. And to hear him voice it like that, I go, oh my God, wow. You know, another of those, like, I'm not alone. So, I had to go to the theater. You know, it's my cousin's birthday. He's here in New York. So I went to the theater, and for a split moment, it was a little uncomfortable. I had other things to do. I was still a bit sleepy. I was still a bit coughing. And it became quite a task at the theater. And then I said, okay, remove all of this. This is your last time ever seeing your cousin. This is your last time ever at the theater. You cannot ever come back to New York. This was your last time in New York. Wouldn't you feel a bit like a fool and an imbecile that you didn't really enjoy that? You know, when you look back, one thing that I love to do is when you look back and you had a moment when you made things a little difficult, They never feel good, those moments when we look back. They can pollute even the greatest experience. You ever had like a beautiful vacation somewhere, but there was a little conflict or something and it leaves a yucky feeling? I don't want that anymore. I don't ever want that in my life. I want to be able to look back and just have the richness. And then, yeah, it's all equations. In the Prince of Aphrodite, we're peeling off all those programs of conditioning. Evolution is beautiful. Education, the way we've all lived it in school, was pure manipulation. That's the kind of manipulation that when people go, oh, isn't that manipulative? Well, hey, society is the manipulation that you got to watch out. So we've been conditioned, good, bad, boom, 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 and we still operate from that. You drop all of that today. It just is. And real alpha quality is, I just was in awe. It was like a symphony to hear Raj's voice that, yeah, why would it be such a problem to be a little burned out, be a little this, be a little that, okay? And then contrast. It's ridiculous. I felt a little bit miserable the other day, and I walked down the hotel here. The corridor is very, very long. And just as I was for a split second, despite my promise to myself that I wouldn't do being pissed anymore, and for a month I've been consistent with it, for a split second it was kicking in. And I see this guy in his equal distance to me, walking, not walking towards me, he's in a wheelchair. And I go, pardon me, and I, oh yeah, I know, if you don't have any feet and so on. And I was like, you know what? Shut up, Vince. It's true. Look at this guy. You want to switch places with him right now? I said, no. And in a heartbeat, contrast is very powerful. Okay. You're wrestling with five businesses or however many. Think about the guy who doesn't even have one business, who lives in a country where he cannot even start a business. Anyway. All right, so final question probably of the evening. A couple of very quick announcements. Number one, I am in Washington, D.C. tomorrow night. It'd be too late by the time you hear the recording. But very last minute, you know, I decided I'm going to jump in a car. It's 4 hours. Get to D.C., spend one night there, leave again in the morning to come back to New York. I'm doing a boot camp this weekend in New York City, and we're two spots for being sold out. And I really mean this because I like to keep the groups manageable and I honor everybody. I made a promise that there would only be that many people. So two more and we're sold out. And I'm here only once a year on the East Coast. And then after we answer this last question, I will pass it to Rush for his new program. And then also, watch out, gentlemen, the deadline for the current prices for the GSLR is going to shift on August 4th. So jump on it. It's another big increase up. So make sure you go to GSLRconvention.com, GSLRconvention.com before August 4th. If there's any final question, great. If not, I'll pass it to Arash. So what last question would you have, gentlemen, for tonight?
Hey, Vince, it's Morgan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Morgan, we can hear you.
I'm from Miami. I'm a Diamond Mine member. Want to say, Arash, thanks for the lecture on Saturday. It was actually very, very helpful. But my question, I went out Saturday night. I met a girl. I escalated with her. Started making out. We're getting very close. A lot of attraction. The club ended up closing. And when it came to closing time, she told me, oh, my gosh, I'm so drunk. And I hesitated for a second actually with that, because I understand attraction is not a choice and I'm in control of my ethics. But I also, like, I would never want to take advantage of someone. And, I just kind of hesitated, and, I was thinking about it and I was like, it could be a shit test, or she could be saying this to protect her reputation, saying she doesn't sleep around a lot. But I was wondering what would you guys say about that when a girl kind of says, oh my gosh, I'm so drunk, before you try to, you know, take her home?
I think she's telling me she wants to have sex with me. That's the only thing that goes through my mind. She says, I'm so drunk. I go, oh, she's saying that we're going to have sex and I'm going to blame it on the alcohol later. That's what I think.
I think that's your answer right there, because when a girl is drunk, she's probably not going to say, you know, she reaches the place. On the contrary, a lot of people, when they're really drunk, they go, no, I'm not drunk, or I'm not that drunk, when it becomes really a problem. And then, you know, you quickly go back to your own personal preferences with no bullshit. Me, I always say, If a girl is with you and she's drinking, you got to put a drink limit on her, because the marriage to place, you know, I've had too many girls that I'm fucking them in the ass and they're puking in a bucket at the same time. And I don't like that anymore. I found it fun at some point, but. So there you have it, gentlemen. Beautiful. I will pass it to Arash to wrap up the call. I'm super psyched. I've seen the Supernatural ad, the program, and so on. And I hear so much feedback from everybody who gets the monthly and so on. You guys know what I'm talking about. And on my side, I'll simply say, I'll see you in New York. Go the distance and DC tomorrow night. And most of all, before the 4th, go to GSLRconvention.com. We're 2 months down the road, so we know what it's like. Every year, people go like, oh, I should have bought the ticket sooner, and they end up wanting to come and end up being there. So to your advantage, grab your tickets before they go full force, full price. And this is getting very near. It's right around the corner. I'll pass it to you, brother. Always a pleasure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody. So, you know, this game is evolving very rapidly, and you know, I think we could write brand new books on this thing right now. And it's much simpler than what you think it is. It's the art of mating. It's the art of attracting, and you know, as let's say as Mystery put it, attracting comfort and seduction. You know, I agree with his I agree with his structure 100%, and there's so much freedom to be gained, if personally, if you follow this path that we're laying out. And, you know, I personally will be the first example of it. And my life is my teaching. You can't separate the two. So, hold on, I think there's someone at the door. Give me a second. I hear their footsteps. Yep, give me a second. Let's see what she looks like. Wait, 1 second. My life is my teaching, and there's no separating the two. So I want you to have your eyes peeled, ready to go. And notice what you're about to see and what you're about to witness is going to be another level. Be aware that you've made things very complicated, and other people have made it very complicated. And there's one more thing in this whole game that's been missed for a long time. I saw it when I came into it, but now I'm truly seeing how important it is. It's this idea. Listen carefully. There will be people who will try to stop you on a level you can't even imagine from succeeding with women. And you really, really don't know what that level is until you get here. Now, here, there's many levels of here because I've gone through so many. But as my eyes are opening up more and more to this thing, you know, it's phenomenal. The level of intense objection that you're going to get to having women in your life who will have sex with you willingly, wantingly, and fall in love with you. It's almost like, let me tell you what it feels like. It almost feels like you're committing the most horrible crime on them, the way they act. And so I've been really looking at this, you know, in this last week or so. I'm going a lot to different places. I was literally between us, well, not, I'm sure on video, it doesn't matter. I was kicked out of a bar yesterday, and the manager came up to me, and I was actually, listen to this, I had my headphones in my ear, head down on my phone as I was eating, and he said, can I talk to you outside? I went outside, he said, you can't come here anymore. I said, oh, okay, what's up? Is there a reason for that? He goes, I don't have to give you a reason. I said, oh, all right, well, you're kind of rude, maybe you should tell me. He goes, I don't have to give you a reason. I said, do you have a reason? He goes, I have some reason. I said, all right, man, it's okay. Because I've already gotten every single person in that bar. And I found out later that one of the employees that he is fucking or wanting to fuck, she was the one that I spent the night with. So I guess he saw it on Instagram or some shit. But, you know, I looked like a fucking rock star. The intensity that he had, the hatred that he had, the fact that I would go in there and I had every fucking woman on my nuts. And that place has been tapped out. I told you guys when I entered that place, I told you that I would get everybody, and now I all their houses are open, all their phone numbers I have, and he kind of did me a favor because I need to find a new location to submit. So keep this in mind, that part of the game is understanding how to handle the intense objection you're going to get from others. I have a lot of products on this, and in fact Supernatural coming up, the first two lectures deal with this, with some communication techniques that'll just destroy your opponents, okay? All right, guys. Well, shit, this was great. I don't know if Vince is still on or not, but I'm going to sign off and get on my Instagram, AriseApartIMC, and, you know, follow along and be there the next time Vince and I do something. I'll be in L.A. 17th, 18th, 19th doing an event with Vince. Do everything in your power to be there. You're about to see a level of Arash Divazar that you've only seen in mythology. So I look forward to seeing you. Vince, are you on or are we off?
Yes, thank you so much, brother. Cool. And the event in LA is mesmerized. We're going to start to announce it within a day or two. So, always a pleasure, brother.
See you later. Bye.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Good night.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.